My flight got canceled, and then I slept through the flight that I rebooked for myself the next morning.
Good job. Mm-hmm. Hey, remember the movie Idiocracy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty much really happening.
My dog has decided that skateboards are satanic and the work of the devil and should be eliminated, and there are a lot of skaters in my neighborhood, so that's been fun.
Oh, man, influencers. You know, I miss the days when it was cool to just exist.
Influencers must die. Have such a good day. Well, hello, collective world that also wants to have such a good day. How are ya?
What's up?
Heather, your bangs look very good.
You know why?
Why?
Well, it's a funny story. I actually cut them myself.
Ooh.
But they were slightly crooked. And so my friend Melissa Garcia cuts her own bangs. And so she cleaned them up for me. She just happened to be in town.
I think they look great.
Thank you. Well, they were so in my eyes. I felt like I couldn't see. And I started to hack them.
Once your hair gets long enough, yeah. That would be a common problem.
Exactly. But, you know, I didn't want to go make an appointment. So I get impulsive about it. And I'll start trimming and hacking and it gets shorter and shorter. So I'm glad I didn't go further because, you know, they're shorter than normal.
Well, they are good bangs.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
For anybody who's not watching the video version of the show, if there was ever...
I got some.
Ever a catalyst. This is it.
I got some pretty cool bangs, guys.
Heather's got some cool bangs. So have. This is the show. Have such a good day, where we, you and I, attempt to have such a good day ourselves, but also try to
unpack the absurdity of everyday life for your and my and their entertainment.
And mine.
And ours. via disturbing stories from the internet, entertainment, tech,
true story,
AR, life in general, robots.
And every week is weirder than the last.
It's so true.
It really is.
But that's what makes it so fun, I think.
Yeah, that's part of the reason that we love the show so much and why the community that we've built so much is just the greatest, because we kind of just have to like giggle at the absurdity of life.
Oh, it's
all
yeah,
the time.
Absolutely.
4 minutes ago, it was pouring outside. Oh, it is now sunny.
It was raining so hard. I live 2.5 blocks from Sarah. I drove because if I would have walked, I would have been soaking wet. Like I would have had to borrow clothes. I mean,
she would have had to like maybe like buy like an umbrella.
I couldn't find my umbrella.
I don't even own one.
But you know what? They don't even help.
No.
Because even if I took an umbrella and went out there, my legs and my feet would have been totally soaked. Anyway, bonus topic.
Yeah.
What is the bonus topic this week? We're testing out some stuff. We want to go maybe even a little further down the rabbit hole with our bonus topics. We want to talk about racier stuff, edgier stuff, maybe a little bit more uncomfortable stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about what makes us most uncomfortable / shy about sex. Plus a little bit of a bonus.
So excited that my mom listens to the show right now.
This is a bonus on top of the bonus. So it's like a double bonus squared kind of situation.
Bonus.
Exactly. So when it comes to fetishes, how do you feel? So we're gonna get into.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I know we're gonna see how you guys react to this type of bonus topic, because we would like to do. We have some plans. We have some kind of interesting plans that we're gonna test out in the next couple weeks to see if we can break out the bonus topic into something a little bit bigger and more exciting.
It's true.
So
it's
stay
true.
Tuned for that.
Yeah, we're we very much welcome your feedback on how this may evolve.
Always.
But we're sort of kicking around the idea of making the bonus topic its own feed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
please stay tuned.
Yeah.
And unpack, get excited.
That. Think about it.
Yeah.
Have some McDonald's McNuggets.
So Sarah, how's your week been?
Oh, man.
You always have some crazy story.
Yeah. So this week I had to go up to San Francisco. We're in LA, of course, and for work, and it actually went fine, you know, without a hitch. However, so last night, which was Friday, went to SFO, ready to go home. You know, I've got like a dog sitter who I have to pay like a not, you know,
like it's not cheap.
Fairly nominal amount. Yeah, exactly. And my cats, who are both like sort of like hungry. senior cats and like have like lots of medicine that they need. And yeah. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
My entire life mm-hmm. is a whole thing.
I know. I stress about it too.
Exactly.
So you missed your flight.
Well, I didn't miss my flight. My flight was canceled.
That's right.
My flight was canceled.
Yeah.
Because of high wind.
All right. Well, it happens.
Here's the thing. I don't really know what that means. Yeah. Because when I went outside, I was like, I mean, my flight's canceled. Like all other, you know, all the other, like it wasn't like a United thing. It was like Southwest, Delta, everyone had the same thing.
Okay. Going anywhere.
Flights were canceled because of high wind. You go outside and you're like, there's no... Yeah, like...
You know, it's actually funny because...
You're not moving at all.
Something is fishy about SFO because mm-hmm. when I flew out of Arcata, Northern California, when I was there earlier in January, it was really crazy wind. I was like nervous. Like it was like they even said in the Weather Channel, this is like... We flew out. It was pouring rain and really windy and we flew out. We weren't even late.
I don't understand. This was basically no wind or no rain. And all flights were
such
grounded.
A joke. I say flying to Oakland.
Yeah, so.
I mean, seriously.
Well.
SFO has the most delays, I think, in the United States.
You know, normally, because of course I have a lot of friends in San Francisco, it's sort of like, okay, well, maybe I can like, you know, make that a nice excuse to like hang out with friends. Great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got all my animals here and, you know, half of them are, you know, not doing so good. So
I know I was actually kind of thinking how I could like scale your, like I was worried about them too.
Yeah.
I was worried.
Yeah.
Were they okay when you walked in the door?
Everyone was fine. Yep.
But, Lucy was probably really hungry though.
Well, Lucy and Sam both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you leave kibble for them?
First of all, they can't eat kibble because they don't have teeth.
Oh. They really are seniors.
Yeah.
Hey, that's something we can look forward to.
Second of all, like, you can't, like, they're not grazers. It's like, if you give them food, they will eat that food within the next 5 seconds.
Don't you look forward to those days when you just have to, like, reconstruct your whole, like, mouth as an old person? Like, what age is that? Is that, like, 70, 60? Heather. I mean, how many years do we have until that happens? Because I'm going to drive my car off a cliff before that happens.
I don't know.
All right, but we're digressing. So... You made it back, obviously, because you're sitting in the room with me.
Made it back. Yeah, we were, everybody's cool, but it was a precarious.
You missed your flight
48 hours. It really was.
Yeah,
it was.
And when you told me your flight that you rebooked, was it like 7:30 in the morning? I was like,
It was 7:20, and I straight up slept through that bitch.
Did you put your alarm on?
I thought I did.
Oh.
But I didn't.
Oh, man.
And in the morning, my friend Ina, who Heather knows and some other people know, like...
Of course I know Ina.
The way that I woke up was she opened the door and was like, weren't you supposed to get on a flight? And I was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Like, what time is it? Like, get out of here. Oh, it's 9? Oh.
Oh, my God.
I straight up... Missed that flight.
Good job, Sarah. It's just like, it was like a double whammy for you. Well, now you're home and now it's sunny.
Yay.
And just, you know, you're going to have to look forward to some more rain this week. But I had a strange adventure last week.
Okay.
It was not something that I would have sought out, but I had a friend take me to a very strange museum that I did not know existed. And you probably... will be shocked to hear what was inside this museum.
What
would you like to guess? It was like a smaller museum in Pasadena. It's a thing. It would probably be on some weird fringe museum list. It was the Bunny Museum.
And when you say bunny, you mean bunny as in rabbit.
Yeah, bunny rabbits.
Okay.
So essentially it's like this building.
Like, are we looking at like bunnies from the 1900s?
Every kind of bunny you could even imagine. There are thousands of bunny dolls, stuffed animals, caricature, like art, you know, like masks, like clothing. Like, I mean, it's insane. And they have real bunnies there, actually. Real bunnies and cats were cohabitating together. You would have liked it.
Real ones?
Yeah, they were real. They're called like Flemish. They're like, do you know what those ginormous rabbits? There's a type of rabbit that's called like a Flemish something. And no, they're huge. They're like, I thought they were like really overweight. And I asked the lady, I was like, I'm like concerned because they're so big. I'll show you some pictures. But it was funny because I posted a bunch of photographs on Facebook and I tagged the Bunny Museum, and the woman, you know, she somehow saw it. I mean, I think she's probably, you know, looking for social media hits and stuff, but
yeah,
she said, you know, thanks for hopping on over here. Anyway, it was kind of creepy. I mean, cause I don't know. Some people find bunnies to be really creepy. I know some people who are really afraid of bunnies. Yeah. Yeah, this girl I used to work with on that little comedy series I was doing for Funny or Die, she like really is scared of bunnies. Yeah. There's also,
I mean, I would say I'm afraid of snakes.
And spiders.
And spiders.
And scorpions.
And scorpions.
Uh-huh. And sharks.
Well, sharks, maybe not so much, because I'm like, have to stay out of the ocean and then I never have to deal with them. But like, but bunnies.
I know.
Bunnies are like, who's afraid of bunnies?
There was a room there that was like the horror room. And there was like, you know, because there was like the Donnie Darko bunny suit. And like there was
that's a scary bunny.
Exactly. Okay. And there was a bunch of like creepy bunnies in there. But it was a weird place. I highly recommend it for people who are, number one, into bunnies. Mm-hmm. Number two, like weird and wacky museums. Mm-hmm. It's actually in Altadena. You could probably just Google it anyway. That's my story, Sarah, and I hope you like it.
I liked it a lot. So speaking of liking things a lot, the Grammys are tonight.
Don't I know?
As of our recording, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't really want to talk so much about like the Grammys themselves, because like
the nominations.
It's sort of a stupid show.
It is.
But it got me sort of thinking about like, what are the, you know, the albums that I liked the most over the last year?
Yeah.
You know, whether they were Grammy nominated or not.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, Heather, how you thought about it, because I mean, I think for me, I would probably say that, I mean, Future's new album was, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard it.
I have heard it once, but I need to listen to it again. I've been listening to too much of the Smiths lately. I'm in like a weird old
music.
You
really are.
I mean, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, there's nothing wrong with you, but what do you think that's all about?
You know, it's actually really, you know what I think I like about it is I think the lyrics apply to me right now. I feel it because he's, you know, Morrissey is such a poetic, like he's a great songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, and I've gone through different phases in my life where, I mean, sometimes I don't care as much about songwriters. I just want like a good beat, or I want a good rhythm, or I want something to dance to. But for some reason right now, I think that there's a lot of his albums are, you know, he's talks about love a lot. You know, he talks about heartache and life, and I don't know, it just like, I think it resonates with me what his songs are about, and so I like love singing the lyrics, you know, because it just, I relate to it so much. But
is there like one line that like is like you?
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot. Oof, gosh.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to do that.
No, I appreciate it. I wish I was more prepared, but I would say, well, this doesn't apply to me right now, but it's like this one song. It's like he's basically saying, you want to go out tonight? I know a club, and you might meet someone that really loves you, but then you go on your own and you stand on your own and you go home and you cry and you want to die. And I don't feel like that right now, but maybe I did last year.
Yeah.
And I just like the way, gives me the chills. I love it so much.
That was Sammy. That was actually the theme song for Charmed.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I never watched that, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
You mean Charmed the show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're witches.
Yeah, I totally. I just never knew. I never watched that show.
Well,
maybe that's what I'll do tonight.
You want to die.
Darn it. What kind of ruined it for me? But I will say, okay, so I went to a yoga class this morning that was Grammy themed hip hop music, like stuff that was like nominated. Ooh,
good stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
This so class is super dope.
Let's hear it.
So I gotta say, I know some of this stuff is like so popular, but some of the, I love the Kendrick Lamar and SZA, All the Stars.
Mm-hmm. Great song.
I know, it's so good. And I love the Post Malone and 21 Savage Rockstar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just some of those are just, they're so catchy and they're so, I just want to get up and dance pretty much. But a lot of the, you know, I'm happy about Childish Gambino.
Of course.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, it's so much rap music, and I love, and Travis Scott, Astroworld, love that album.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty happy about that. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not an Ariana Grande, Kelly Clarkson, Pink person, you know, Shawn Mendes. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm not a huge mainstream music person, but the best alternative nominations, I'm glad Bjork was nominated. Mm-hmm. I'm glad Beck was nominated. Mm-hmm. St. Vincent's great. David Byrne, love. So I'm pretty happy about that. What about you? Sophie. I'm sorry. I have to mention Sophie. That's that super weird electronic music I actually mentioned on the show a while back.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Sophie got a Grammy nom.
He/she got nominated for.
He/she.
Yeah.
Is it a man or a woman or we don't know or,
you know,
doesn't matter.
Google it.
Sure. Okay. Got it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just happy to, you know, order in and watch.
So you're going
to
watch it?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I don't have TV, so I don't think I can watch it. I'll just watch the highlights on YouTube.
Heather, you can watch it.
I can. Okay.
All you have to do is get an antenna.
But I don't want to.
It's like literally $40.
But then I have to go to like Best Buy or something, and that's...
No, you just get it on Amazon. It comes to your house.
So they'll ship it like by today?
You plug it in, and then you have free television.
Well, let me know if you see my my landlord, because she's going to be there tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. Her husband got nominated for Fever 333, I think is his band's name. He's like a little more like punk rock.
He got nominated. Okay, that's great.
I know.
But it's in what genre, like nominated for what?
I don't know, actually. Let's see.
Let's find out.
Yeah, Fever 333 Grammy. It looks like, he's the first time, obviously. Jason Butler is his name. What up, if you're listening? No, he's really cool. Anyway, I'm not really sure what he's nominated for, but I wanted to sort of segue into a conversation, because when I was in my yoga class this morning, I was listening to all this music, and you know, a lot of this, I love hip hop. I really do. I love hip hop from when we were growing up, and I love hip hop now.
Sure.
However, I do feel like the sound of hip hop has changed a lot, and I think it's, There's some hip hop music that feels so cheap, I guess is maybe the right word. And we, you know.
And when you say that, what does that mean?
I feel like it's like there's like silly lyrics, and it just is so. It's like almost feel like it's like slapped together. You know, I'm not talking about Travis Scott. I'm not talking about Kendrick Lamar. I'm talking about some of this other stuff, like maybe 6ix9ine guy and like some of this mumble rap stuff.
Well,
That I find to be, I'm like, how did that come to be? We came from this sort of like Public Enemy, you know, era, and then we go into this sort of mumble rap. What society changes cause the sound to change, and why do people like that sound? I just find it kind of interesting. Can you shed any light on that? Maybe, well, it's like social media and like, just like, I feel like they kind of go hand in hand.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the two of us probably are not the people who should be talking about, you know,
sure,
where mumblecore may be going or not going.
Uh-huh.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like, and I feel like there's just not a lot of, I feel like the lyrics just don't really have a lot of gravitas. I don't know, maybe I'm just older, you know, maybe I'm, it's a product of the fact that I don't understand it because I'm like an older generation.
Yeah.
But it just,
that happens to me more and more.
Yeah. And I think that maybe you could even say that to, you know, in not just hip hop, to other rock music, a lot of mainstream.
Absolutely.
Everything is sort of contrived now because it, or derivative is maybe a better word. It's like, because everything is based on something else. It's not original anymore. Like nothing is, there is originality out there, but I feel like everything's built on something else nowadays, you know, because there's too many people. There's, you know, there's just so much stuff that's getting regurgitated like over and over and over. Anyway, so if you guys have an opinion about this, please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. And don't forget to check out our Patreon. You will find us at patreon.com/havesuchagoodday.
And we want your feedback more than anything.
We really do. More really than do. Anything. More than wanting the rain to stop. We want your feedback. We want to hear from you.
I might say I want the rain to stop first, your feedback second, but still very important.
I would say I want your feedback first. So there you have it. So what else is going on?
Oh, man. Okay. So, Jeff Bezos.
Never heard of him.
Heather.
I'm just kidding.
Familiar with the richest the man richest in the man world? Richest man in the world.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, CEO of Amazon, has been for some time, had a little bit of a scandal where he's in the process of divorcing his wife. Mm-hmm. And there was another woman, and there were a lot of texts that had come to light that, you know, were designed to embarrass him. Okay. All right. All that good stuff. Turns out it's a little bit more than that. He claims, Jeff Bezos claims that he is being... I mean, what's the word for where somebody wants to like get your money?
You mean like a embezzler?
Extorting.
Oh, an extortionist.
He's been extorted.
No. Wait, oh, he's been extorted.
Uh-huh.
Extorted. Is that a word?
Extorted. Yes.
Wow.
Extorted
by
the people who run the National Enquirer.
What? How did that, how's that possible?
I don't know. But it's crazy. It's true. It is, I don't know. It's like,
so what's the upshot?
For who?
Like what's going to happen to him? Like what's going to happen, period?
Oh, nothing's going to happen to him. I mean, he has the best lawyers in the world. Sure. I mean, he's the richest man in the entire planet. So, you know, whatever.
Do you think he's an Amazon Prime member?
I think that he probably...
Maybe he's like whatever above Prime is. He's like, you know, he's got like he's got the special in. Do you think he gets his packages delivered faster?
I get what you're doing, Heather.
Anyway.
But seriously. So Jeff Bezos was married. He was... quote unquote, extorted by the people who run the National Enquirer about the fact that he was with another woman, and there was, you know, text messages and the phone calls and I don't know, the whole thing. And it's very sort of messy and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But this is now something that everyone in the world knows.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't envy him. Like, I don't have anything to hide, but like to have your dirty laundry just out there for the public, the entire world to see,
oh god,
that's just got to be awful. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, he's just like, doesn't want to leave the house. Anyway, I feel for him.
I do too.
Hang in there, buddy.
Well, and so,
I mean, if he's innocent, but if he's not, then don't hang in there.
Well, I mean, he's innocent in the sense that he's himself. But before we move on, the whole idea of this is that he had a relationship with a woman. Mm-hmm. Whether or not that had anything to do with the relationship with his wife that's now over, you know, I'm not here to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea is that somebody from the National Enquirer got a hold of his text messages and some photos and very, very private things, you know? Mm-hmm. So what happens at this point? Well, he was like, you know what happens? I'm going to publish something on Medium about this entire thing to get ahead of the story because I don't give a F about you guys.
So he published it like in his own personal.
Yes, he did.
All right. That's yes, what people do these days.
Yes, he did.
And I got to read that.
Yeah. And he, it was really quite something. He was like, I don't want this stuff to be public, but you know what? I don't want more is anyone to extort me, Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon, like calm down, everybody.
But also the National Enquirer, it's not very respectable.
No, actually it is.
It is?
They everything is true. They're just mean.
Okay. All right.
It's well, true. I mean,
no, I mean, I mean, you know better than I do.
The National Enquirer is everything is always true.
Well, Sarah, speaking of love.
Okay.
And, you know, relationships. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything special planned for Valentine's Day?
No.
Well, I have a recommendation for you.
Okay.
So I figure you're probably going to hang out and, you know, hang out with the, you know, the kids, the pets. I was thinking maybe there's a new Netflix special I thought would be kind of fun to watch. Curl up on the couch.
Okay. Let's hear it.
It's Michael Bolton's big sexy Valentine's Day special.
Michael Bolton?
Michael Bolton. So apparently, so this is the tagline of this show. After Santa tells him he needs 75,000 new babies by Christmas to meet toy supply, Michael Bolton hosts a telethon to inspire the world to make love.
Yeah.
I know, but it could be fun to watch.
Totally.
Totally. All right, cool. Anyway, so I wanted to bring up a topic that has been discussed on my, I have a group chat, as you know, with a bunch of girlfriends, and something came up today that I thought was really interesting that could have actually been a really good bonus topic, but I wanted to talk about it in the main show because I think a lot of people can relate to this. So my friend Asya, she got married and moved to France because her husband is French, and she's actually
dream life.
I know, seriously, and she's an avid, she loves Have Such a Good Day. So hi Asya, she's probably listening.
Hi, so Asya.
She, you know, they're very outdoorsy. You know, her husband loves to ski and go to the mountains, and you know, she does that a lot with him. She's very active, but she felt that she wasn't getting as much of the enthusiasm on some of the activities that she likes to do, like go to the movie theater. She loves movies. She wants to catch up on all the Oscar nominations and that kind of thing. Yeah. So, you know, my question is kind of like, well, the question she was sort of asking is, do we have to pretend that we like to do what the other person likes in the relationship? Like, for example, in my last relationship, I loved him and I ended up watching a lot of hockey. In fact, I watched a lot of...
I remember.
I watched a lot of hockey. And
you are the, like, you're not a sports girl.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You're not.
And it's funny, on one hand, like...
But I appreciated how much you... loved him to the point that you did that.
I know more about hockey professional hockey than I know. Me. Yeah, I mean, you and I actually went to that Sharks game. Uh-huh. And I think I like knew the guys, like we were in that pit and you could see their jerseys. And I was like, I know that guy. And I get why people get into it, because I kind of did get into it a little bit. I did. Like, I got a little excited, especially going to a game live. But it's a lot when you have a person who watches a lot of sports. I have several friends that they're big sports fans, and they're not. The girls are not. The guys are. And you have to compromise. You have to find balance. And what if, you know, like, you know, she also wants to go to museums, you know, but like they're not as interested in going to museums, but like they also need to pay attention and listen to when you talk about art and when you are taking them through a museum. And so I guess, you know, do you feel that, what do you think about this? Like, do you feel that, like, how far would you go for your mate? And I felt fine to watch a lot of hockey. It got to a point where it was like, he didn't go do the thing. He wasn't as enthusiastic to do the things that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's actually really similar scenario, because I wanted to go to the movies and I wanted to go to museums, you know? And so, like, for example, my friend Avril really wants her husband, Dwayne, to go to dance classes with her, but like he doesn't want to. So like, how do you convince a man to do something that's out of their comfort zone?
Right.
You know, and where do you draw the line? Like, do you just go to movies with your friends and just like, you know, it's all right, I'm just not going to do those things with my partner. Like, how many things in common do you have to have with your actual partner to make it work? I just feel like there's a lot of pressure to expect one person to enjoy all the same things that you do, you know, but where do you draw the line?
Yeah, good question. I'm not sure that I know,
mm-hmm.
you know, where my line is. I've been binging, I'm sorry.
I know, I love that show.
The series.
It's great.
Which is kind of hits on some of mm-hmm. the questions I think you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a comedy, but it's sort of... it's a little bit fluid about, you know, the fact that like people are, you know, all kind of real crazy, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to like family dynamics.
Sure.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, like politically correct stuff and just kind of like,
right,
you know, with
exactly.
like, you know, dynamics that are happening in like your kid's school with like the other parents and the kids. And yeah, like, you know, yeah.
And your own kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Asking
like your own
weird
kid
questions being... about sex and like, how do you handle
sure,
it?
Sure. Exactly.
Something weird happens at school. Like, how do you approach the teacher? Man. A lot of uncomfortable situations.
Very uncomfortable.
I really like that about the show.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's a good show. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. It's awesome. But yeah, I mean, I think like, you know, I, it's really hard. I think it's, you're going to have to take it per case, like per couple. It's like, yeah, how much do you love this person? You love them for reasons that are beyond your hobbies. And you just make those sacrifices because, you know, sometimes it is fun to see someone enjoy doing something so much, even though you don't get it. And it doesn't do much for you. But there is a joy that I think comes from seeing someone you love be in the moment and really enjoy themselves, you know?
I think that's true. And at the same time, I will say... I've known lots of men who are just self fucking centered.
Yeah, that's true. There are a lot of them.
And that is different.
I agree.
You know, where you like, you're actually sort of annoyed.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Yeah. So like you might have to sit down and have a conversation and say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm doing all of your stuff, but you're not contributing to my stuff.
No, yeah.
That's not fair.
You're honing your skills. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
But like, what about me?
Yeah. You care about what I love?
Exactly.
Like, I want to show like each person
and like,
should
and like,
show.
And like our sort of like, you know, like we're supposed to be a team.
Exactly. I mean, relationships are about compromise. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And so if one person is taking the time to like a hobby that they don't really like before you should do the same thing. You know, you should be at least.
Yeah. Or if you're like, this sucks, but I'm doing it for you.
Exactly.
Then be really, really like upfront about that.
Oh, exactly.
You know, and like try to become closer to your person mm-hmm. because of that.
Yeah, it's communication and compromise, Sarah. That's what it's all about. And cuddling.
And cut lime.
Three C's. That's what I like to call it. Anyway.
And somebody buy me tacos.
I would love to hear from you guys on this subject because I'm sure that you have opinions. I know it's hard to write an email. Who does it anymore? But you guys can write us a short form note on patreon.com/havesuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagoodd any way possible, email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Doesn't have to be a novel. Just reach out and touch us virtually, please.
Please anyway. Do. Yes, thank you very much. Well, I think we're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, we gotta start getting cozy on the couch to watch the Grammys tonight.
We have to watch the Grammys tonight, and we also have our
bonus topic. I'm already, my voice is already changing for it. I'm like,
between Heather and I, we're like, what do you want? Do you want the bonus topic? Because we have it.
We got it. It's here for you.
We got the bonus topic.
Momentarily.
Yeah. So everybody who is our $5 or more patron,
stay tuned.
We love you. There is more bonus topic to come. And it is sexual in nature.
It is.
And it is.
So we're going to be extra sultry. So if you want to jump on this bandwagon, please contribute $5 right now and you can listen and learn.
Patreon.com/havesuchagooddday. For everyone else, love y'all. See you next week.
I'm Heather.
I'm Sarah.
Have such a good day.